1071 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. We've got a very special event set to go this Sunday with the local. Joining us in studio with all the details from the board of directors, we've got Dan Rajagopalan joining us along with Derek Barnes from the local. Good to see you both. Welcome.
Yeah, good to see you.
Now, Dan, we've got a big event slated for this coming Sunday, October 2nd. What's it all about? What's happening?
Well, we've got our first inaugural 5K event on October 2nd. The race starts at 9:30 a.m. We also have a kids' race, which is free for parents to register their kids. That starts at 8:50. It's around the lake. It starts off at Upper Queens Park and just sort of meanders around the lake. And then we do a little turnaround by Tom Patterson Theater and then back to Upper Queens Park.
And we wish you nothing but good weather for Sunday as opposed to this rainy day today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Let this rain or shine. So again, it's a 5K run or walk, and it's happening at Upper Queens Park. That's the main location.
Right. That's right.
And there's pre-registration. If it's $35 for pre-registration. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah. So you can actually search either on Facebook or Instagram or even on Google just for the Stratford 5K, and you'll be able to see the registration page through Race Roster. And it's a simple process. And our online registration closes on the 28th, and we will have race day registration at the location.
Which is great. So it's not too late to be a part of it, either with the pre-registration, but you can, of course, be part of it on the day of the event.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we welcome everyone. You know, if you're not running, come out and cheer for all the runners. We are looking at well over about 300 runners, including the kids.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, and again, these in-person community events like this are so great.
Absolutely. No, we can't wait for it.
All right. Well, let's get to Derek Barnes in on the conversation. Of course, this is a fundraiser for the local, Derek. And remind us, I mean, folks know the local in our community, but just remind us what the local's all about.
Yeah, I hope people know about the local.
Yes.
If you don't, I'm the one that gives guided tours, and I'm happy to show you around. We're out on Erie Street. And we cook, grow, share, and advocate for good food for everyone in the community. So it's about food insecurity, it's about poverty reduction. We work in collaboration with a lot of community organizations to help people out through what are increasingly difficult times.
So. Exactly. And it was great seeing you out at the United Way Perth here on campaign kickoff lunch.
United Way has always been a big supporter. We were under the United Way umbrella for 5 years, and we're still largely funded by the United Way. So we're happy to support that event. We had a group of Sun Life volunteers come and prepare the food, and it was great to see a successful kickoff. We hope we have weather just like we did for that event.
Exactly. We'll cross our fingers, cross our toes. Now, more events are coming up, and of course, ongoing programs at the local. Can we do a quick shout out for the Hunter's Banquet, which is coming up in November?
Yeah, Hunter's Banquet has been traditionally, it was a growing fundraiser. It was one of our biggest fundraisers of the year, so we're happy to have it back. We've got a guest chef from the Bruce Hotel. Jonathan Gushu is their new head chef, and we're really lucky to have him involved. He'll be working with our volunteers to prepare a celebration of hunted game and foraged ingredients from around the area, as well as our gardener is growing root vegetables specifically for the event. So it's food that's locally grown, and for the first time, actually, things that are coming straight from our community garden at Dufferin Park.
There you go. That's what it's all about. So again, anyone listening with the local community food center, and you're always looking for volunteers and people to help out, what's the best way to get in touch?
Go to our website, thelocalcfc.org, and we're looking for volunteers in the garden, in the kitchen, in the our markets, even in our board of directors. So Dan's a volunteer himself, and we're actually looking for event volunteers for the Hunter's Banquet, and even Sunday we're looking for race marshals.
All right.
So there's all sorts of ways to get involved. You shoot me a message and we'll get you connected.
All right. And keep checking in with the local, Derek, because as we talk about, there's more programs and activities being added almost daily and weekly sort of thing.
Yeah, we're happy that we're almost full back on after COVID breaks. We were our in-house programming and our in-house community meals were in a hiatus. So mm-hmm. We're happy to have our programming fully back on now, and we're adding more all the time. We're learning new ideas. We just came back from a summit in Toronto and got some ideas from community food centers across the country. So we're excited to get that programming back going.
It's such a great place, the local community food center out on Erie Street. To Dan Rajagopalan and Derek Barnes, we wish you all the best with the 5K run and walk slated for Sunday. Of course, we'll share the details on our socials and at mystratfordnow.com. And don't forget Hunter's Banquet for November 18th. Dan and Derek, thanks so much. Thanks for dropping in.
Pleasure. Thanks for having us.